Just days before California's recall election, there's one fewer candidate trying to replace Governor Gray Davis. Independent Arianna Huffington announced last night that she is quitting the race. Her numbers in the polls had been low, but she had a growing following of progressive young voters. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on the role her candidacy had played.
Before making her announcement on television last night, Arianna Huffington was at her Brentwood home making last-minute decisions about exactly how to break the news. She told NPR she would drop out of the race and urge her supporters to vote no on recalling Governor Gray Davis.
The greatest priority right now is to defeat the recall and to defeat Arnold Schwarzenegger, which really means defeating the Republican takeover of our state.
Huffington is now urging her supporters to vote strategically with their hearts, though she stopped short of endorsing anyone seeking to replace Gray Davis. Huffington had been one of the governor's strongest critics, but says these final days before the election, she'll concentrate her energy on opposing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The clear and present danger right now is a Republican administration in Sacramento, bringing to the state more of the disastrous economic policies the Bush administration has brought to Washington and the nation.
For his part, Schwarzenegger says he's disappointed Huffington quit because she brought a lot of color and excitement to the race. California voters watched the two bicker during a televised candidates' debate last week. It was Greek immigrant Huffington, the political columnist and radio TV commentator, versus Austrian immigrant Schwarzenegger, the bodybuilder and Terminator movie star.
The bottom line is that unless we fix Prop 13, we are not going to be able to handle...
It wasn't just Schwarzenegger she skewered this election season. Her supporters say one of the highlights of her candidacy was needling Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante for taking campaign money from Indian gaming casinos, which she called legalized bribery. Bustamante now says he's supporting a ballot initiative Huffington has proposed to publicly finance elections. As she has in books and broadcast commentaries, pundit Huffington also railed against corporate and special interest money in politics. Tom Holohan is an associate dean at the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Southern California.
Her role has been to raise issues and to raise them in a certain way that other candidates might be unwilling to raise them and to therefore get them onto the radar screen.
Huffington's assertiveness brought her more than a few critics, and she spent some of her campaign time defending her tax records and explaining how she went from being a Newt Gingrich Republican to a progressive independent. Unlike some of her opponents, Huffington did not spend campaign money on television ads. Instead, she spread her messages on her website and at rallies on college campuses. That support never translated in the polls, where her numbers remained in the single digits. Barbara O'Connor is the director of the Institute for the Study of Politics and Media at Cal State Sacramento.
She's really been a charming iconoclast. You know, she really is labeling things in very appealing ways, quotable ways, good sound bites. She's very funny.
Arianna Huffington's grassroots campaign focused on progressive political issues that seemed to strike a chord with voters who had become disenchanted with traditional politics. And that, she says, was a highlight in her run for governor.
Having people come up to me and saying, I haven't voted for 20 years and I'm just going to vote in this election. And having others come up and say, I've just registered to vote for the first time.
Huffington says after she campaigns against the recall, she'll concentrate on passing her proposed Clean Elections Initiative, and she's already at work on a new book called Fanatics and Fools, which will include her experiences with Republicans and Democrats in this election. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.